This is the Faith Factor podcast, and we're continuing our study of 1 Peter with a look at 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 13. In our last podcast, we finished with verse 12, where Peter was declaring that believers are different from those around them, and we should therefore think and live differently. Verse 12 hinges where we're going today, so let's read it again. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. So, what does that look like? Interestingly, Peter makes a beeline from verse 12 to the issue of government authority and our response to government in the verses that follow. This is key in our day, as I'm recording this during the era of COVID and masks, vaccines, restrictions of travel, limitations imposed on gatherings, whether large or small, other basic rights have been curtailed in the name of public health and safety. And no matter where you sit on this issue, you know that Christians and churches have been all over the map in terms of response and compliance. I was doing a Bible study earlier today with a young man who came to Christ a little over 4 years ago. He's sharp, he's astute, he knows his Bible quite well for having been a Christian for a relatively short period of time, but he was talking about COVID and masks and saying it shocked him, in fact it was disappointingly instructive to him, how the issue of masks divided Christians, causing them to sometimes be hostile towards each other, angry with church leadership, and sometimes defying the government that mandated the masks in the first place. Even as I talk about this, some of you can feel your blood starting to boil, but hold on. Whatever you think, whatever your position, we need to recognize that Peter is giving us practical instruction. These first century believers to whom Peter is writing generally had it much, much tougher than we in terms of what government was doing to quash their rights. And yet Peter says the response to government by the Christ follower is evidence of how we live. Are we living good lives among the pagans? That's the context and specific application here. So verse 13 says, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority. Let's stop there. If you know your first century history, the Roman king, the Caesar, the supreme authority in the entire world, was Nero. Nero is an interesting study. He was adopted at the age of 13 by Claudius the emperor, and Nero took over as the fifth Roman emperor on the occasion of Claudius's death. However, Nero was still only a teenager, largely under the influence of two older men, a wise tutor and a praetorian prefect. As he drew closer to manhood, he came to throw off those restraints, and then during an ensuing power struggle, even had his mother murdered. And then in a climactic resolution, Nero took his own life at the age of 30 when he was overthrown by the Roman Senate. His reign is usually characterized as highly dramatic, but also tyrannical and self-indulgent, and violence was never very far from his mind. Nero hadn't shown his true colors when Peter wrote this, at least as graphically as he would in the coming years. So here's the question. Would Peter have written verse 13 if he had known how this would all end? Or would Paul have said in Romans 13, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established? The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. Because I believe these apostles were writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that superintendence by the Spirit, exercised to allow these men to write in such a way as to protect perfectly the truth of God's word, I'd have to say, yes, the Holy Spirit knew what Nero would turn out to be, even in his violent actions targeting the Christian church and the Christian apostles. But the principle remains. We are called to submit ourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men. Human government, although often corrupt and godless and failing to recognize God's ultimate authority, is instituted by God for the protection and provision of the people, the citizens. That doesn't mean that every prime minister or president or king or governor is hand-picked by God as the best person for the job. Rather, it means that the office has been instituted by God. Those government leaders will give an account for how they've governed, just like Nero has given an account. and citizens, including Christ's followers who are truly citizens of the kingdom of heaven, will give an account for how they've responded to the government authority that God has established. And so, Peter, who along with Paul would eventually be martyred by Nero in a few years' time, Paul by decapitation, Peter by being crucified upside down, gave this command. Verse 13 again, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Then Peter says something that I find a little bit strange in verse 16. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. How could Peter see freedom as a cover-up for evil, I wonder? Well, I'm not entirely sure. But I have to wonder if this is what is meant. In our church, we decided that the government was within its rights to require us to wear masks, and so we wear them. We don't all agree on the efficacy of masks, and you know all of the arguments against mask wearing, but the legal standard is we're to wear them at church, and so we do. A Christian man, very intelligent fellow, decided to not any longer attend our church because he thought we were caving into government demands. When I explained to him our position from Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2, his response was that these texts did not apply because Christ has called us to be a separate people, and therefore the laws of the land don't apply to us in the same way. But to me, that goes against what Peter has said here in verses 13, 14, 15. And I have to wonder if that's an illustration of Peter's concern here in verse 16. To say we are citizens of another country, the kingdom of God, we're called to a higher standard and a higher law, and therefore we're going to pick and choose which laws of this land to obey while we're here. Well, I think that's exactly what Peter is guarding against. He has been explaining throughout the epistle that we're citizens of another kingdom. We've talked about that frequently. We're foreigners and aliens here, but that doesn't give us the right to consider our freedom in Christ, our citizenship in his kingdom, as a free pass when we don't like the law that our governments institute. And so the logical question arising from this discussion is, when is disobedience, civil disobedience, permitted by the scripture? And Peter supplies that answer for us too, but back in the book of Acts. When appearing before the Jewish ruling council, the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 4, Peter and John were instructed to disobey the instructions of the Lord Jesus, who had told them via the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations. Consequently, they had to proclaim, and we have to proclaim today, the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of the cross of Christ. And when the apostles were instructed to no longer speak in this name, to no longer share the gospel of Christ, they knew the governing authorities had crossed that line when they were directly defying God. So, when is civil disobedience appropriate? When the government prohibits what God has commanded, or when the government commands us to do what God has prohibited. At that point, Christ followers need to. No, Christ followers must disobey the human authorities because we answer to a higher authority. But we must be very thoughtful, prayerful, careful, and wise in the application of this principle. The principle itself is rather simple, but the application can be excruciatingly difficult in practice. Peter concludes this short piece on our response to human government with verse 17. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king.